Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you work with a lot of fighters, and they get hit in the nose, and you know, they get hit below the belt. And you know, how are those guys so good at managing their emotions? I mean, obviously, there's a huge amount of emotion involved when you're getting hit, and you know, what do the best of them? How are they able to manage that and not allow it to over, you know, for that?
Yeah, and some are good at this, some are not so good at this. But I think the best fighters in the world have this ability. They have this ability to manage their emotions, and ultimately, they're practicing mindfulness. They're able to let go. Right? Letting go is a big part of mindfulness. It's kind of a sub-skill of mindfulness. Is like, you're going to feel emotions. You're going to get angry in a fight. You might get scared in a fight. You might get frustrated in a fight if you're trying to do something and your opponent won't let you do it. Every time you try to get close to take them down, you get punched in the face. Like, that's frustrating. That can be infuriating. That can lead you to feel rage. Like, you're going to experience emotions like this in a fight and in a competitive situation. That's okay. Now, how quickly can you let go of that emotion and then return back to the task at hand? That's what mindfulness helps you to do. It helps you to see what's happening, to let go, and to return to the present moment. Because if you want to perform at a high level, it happens in the present moment. That's where peak performance lives. Right here, right now. And we've got to learn and develop our ability to get back right here, right now. Because most of the time, as athletes and as people, we spend our time either in the past or in the future. We're stuck in these depressive, ruminating thoughts about the past. Oh, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I made that mistake. Or we're stuck in these anxiety-inducing thoughts about the future. Oh my God, I hope I don't lose. Oh, what if he's really strong, right? And neither of those mindsets help us or get us in that peak performance zone. So if you want to perform at your best, if you want to optimize your ability to go out there and increase your chances of winning, it all happens in the present moment. And coaches talk about this all the time. You hear this, you know, ad nauseum sometimes of like, yeah, just be present, stay locked in. Focus. Coaches will say this to you, but they don't teach you how to do it. Well, you got to learn how to do it. This is a skill, and you've got to develop that skill. And like I said before, mindfulness is how you do that. And it takes intentional practice, and it takes a long time to develop this skill because it's something that we don't do very well naturally in our day-to-day lives. So it takes practice. It takes consistency with that practice. But if you do that consistently, you'll start to yield those benefits when it's time to, you know, make a withdrawal from the bank.
Right. So talk about, you know, before we started talking, you said that this is one of your kind of your, no, it was after we started. This is one of your core principles that you really, you know, work hard to instill in the people you work with. And so talk about, as you've worked with people, some of the benefits that you've seen kind of been manifested in these athletes, and you know, the results that it's helped them get versus before they started working on their mindfulness, and you know, maybe what the outcome was due to a lack of mindfulness, and then once they started working on it over time, how you saw them kind of evolve.
Yeah. So I remember I had this one moment with a young amateur fighter here in New Orleans, and he had just started practicing mindfulness, and you know, there's a big barrier to consistent mindful practice. And what it is time and effort and energy. And most people don't want to invest the time to sit and do a mindfulness meditation for 15 minutes. And I understand that. And I understand that, you know, there is this paradox where athletes will see this skill and they see the importance of the skill and how it relates to their performance, but they're unwilling to put in the work that it takes to develop the skill. Right. And it takes kind of overcoming that paradox and just being able to establish that habit to really start yielding the benefits. So I had this one athlete that I was working with, and he said, after like his first week of practicing mindfulness, he said to me, "I lost 15 minutes of my day, but I gained my day." And I thought that was a beautiful way of putting it, where it's like he gave up this time, this 15 minutes. He wasn't going to get back. He had to spend it doing nothing, basically. That's what you're doing when you're practicing mindfulness. You know, the Buddhists call it doing non-doing. You're intentionally doing nothing. And that's really hard for us. So you're giving up that time. But because he gave up that time, he was able to regain his sense of presence throughout the rest of his day. Whereas normally for people, we have moments throughout our day where, you know, you might get cut off in traffic, and or your boss might yell at you, or you might have a fight with your girlfriend, or, you know, it could be any number of things. Life gives us these adversities constantly. You can let that adversity stick in your mind and kind of irk you and grind your gears, and you know, it's just ruminating all day long. Or you can be aware that it's stuck and you can let it go and then just get back to the present moment, because life is amazing. And when you get out of your head and you just start engaging with life and incorporate your senses and start seeing again and start looking at the beautiful things in nature and hearing the sounds and the birds, and you know, you really start connecting with your relationships and the conversations that you're having, you realize how beautiful and amazing life is and how much fulfillment you can get out of it. But most people don't get that because they're lost in a trance, and they don't even realize that they're lost in a trance. And it takes an element of waking up from that. And that's what mindfulness helps you to do. It helps you to wake up from this trance and to reconnect with life. And when you do that, you realize, man, this is awesome. Like, this really is awesome. And that could just be life in general. It could, you know, maybe you're a truck driver and, you know, you spend 8 hours a day driving a truck. Like, that can be an enjoyable experience. You can be engaged and connected with that experience and get a lot out of it. Or you could just be lost in trance and who knows what you're thinking about, right? So there's that element of like waking up and regaining your life, you know, as opposed to just floating through. And, you know, you get to the end of a decade and, you know, you're turning 30 and you're like, man, where did the last 10 years go? What happened to my life? Well, you weren't mindful. You weren't actually living the life. You know, you were just stuck in these trances all day long, every day. And that's not a life that I want to live. And for an athlete, it's the same, where it's like, instead of a life, we're talking about a career. You have a short window of opportunity as an athlete. You can't be a professional athlete, you know, for your whole life. So it's a short window of opportunity that you want to take advantage of, and you want to maximize the time. And bringing mindful attention to your sport helps you to maximize that time. It helps you to really like squeeze every last drop out of the moment and to enjoy it and live it to the fullest, right? So there's that whole element of like really just waking up and reconnecting with life and getting out of this trance and this daydream that most humans get stuck in. There's a lot of other benefits as well, and there's a lot of research that supports the practice of mindfulness. This is an old practice, you know, thousands of years old, but now the research is starting to come out and it is overwhelmingly strong. And stress reduction is one of the main benefits. right? And we know how dangerous stress is and how it can create a lot of physiological issues for you in your body, heart-related things. So reducing your stress is a good thing in life and also in, you know, competition as an athlete. As you gear up and you get closer to that competition date, the stress starts to raise. The anxiety starts to raise. Mindfulness can be a tool that you turn to help reduce those feelings of stress.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Mindset Monday. Let us know what aspect of mindset you'd be interested in learning more about. Don't forget to reach out to Eric Manuel if you want to discuss optimizing your mindset. Lastly, please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com. See you on the trail.